gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Project I Am, where we explore tools and insights that can help you navigate life's challenges and discover meaning along the way. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving deep into a subject that touches every single one of us at one point, just like so many of our other subjects do. This morning when I woke up, I was filled with hope. And why is that relevant? It's relevant, a bit of personal disclosure, is because right now I'm going through a time where I have felt a little bit hopeless regarding one particular area of my life. And so when I woke up this morning and I felt this sense of hope, I really wanted to harness it. And so I decided to do this podcast right now while I'm feeling this hope, really because I want to hang on to it, right? And I want to help other people hang on to hope when they, at times in their lives, feel hopeless, like so many of us do from, you know, time to time. So in this episode, we'll unravel what hope truly means, going beyond the cliches, and examine the powerful role that it plays in our lives. We'll look at the science of hope, what it takes to sustain it, and the factors that can really erode it if we're not careful. You'll hear real-life examples of hope's transformative power and practical strategies to reignite it when it feels lost, which can absolutely suck. I believe that hope is like a muscle. It's something that we strengthen with time and effort and intention. But by the end of today's episode, my hope, pun intended, is that you'll leave here feeling inspired, more resilient, and ready to nurture hope in your own life. So grab a cup of tea or coffee or put in your earpods and your walking shoes, and let's get started. So what is hope? Let's begin by defining hope. On the surface, hope might feel like wishful thinking, a particularly vague optimism about the future, but optimistic all the same. But psychologists, particularly Dr. Charles Snyder, who developed hope theory, view hope as something far more dynamic. And in his theory, he has three core components: goals, clear, meaningful objectives to strive for; pathways, the strategies or plans we create to reach those goals; and then agency, the motivation and belief that we can reach our goals. In essence, hope is a synergy of thinking and doing. It's about envisioning a future we desire and believing that we actually have the power to make it happen. Let's share a powerful example and one that is particularly close to my heart. When I was in South Africa, I used to play on this beach really close to my house. It was my favorite beach. And across the water, across the bay, there was this island. And I never knew what the island was. I always thought it was just a cool island, and I often wondered if I'd be able to swim there. Of course, I never tried because of sharks. But on that island was Nelson Mandela in prison. And for most of my childhood life, I had no idea that that was the case. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison, and despite the overwhelming odds against him, President Mandela maintained hope, not just for his own freedom, but for the freedom of our entire nation. His goals were clear, his pathway involved unwavering resistance, and his agency came from his deep belief in justice. And I sometimes think, when I reflect on that experience, I reflect on the bubble I was living in and how oblivious I was to what was going on around me as I was a child. You know, I think about what would have happened to Nelson Mandela if he at any one point had given up on hope. And I'm sure that he had more than one opportunity to throw in the towel and to think only of himself and not of others. So what kills hope? What causes hope to erode? If hope is so integral to human survival and flourishing, well, what happens when hope disappears? A few things happen. One is chronic stress and trauma. Prolonged exposure to adversity can really erode our ability to envision a better future. Research published in the Journal of Neuroscience in 2020 shows that chronic stress suppresses activity in the prefrontal cortex. That's the brain region involved in planning and optimism. It can also cause isolation. Feeling disconnected from others can rob us of hope. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people experienced this firsthand, the lack of physical connection. Well, that compounded feelings of loneliness and despair, which contributed to significant hopelessness. And then also negative thought patterns. Cognitive distortions like catastrophizing. I know what that is. Anyway, catastrophizing, where you imagine the worst case scenario, can create feedback loops of hopelessness. And what happens then is that we spiral in our mind, thinking the same situation over and over again, replaying it again and again, and not coming up with any other outcome. And then there are also systemic inequities. Issues like poverty, discrimination, and unequal access to resources can make it increasingly difficult to sustain hope. Take, for example, the Flint, Michigan water crisis. For years, residents were forced to endure unsafe water while fighting bureaucratic neglect. Many of them lost hope in the systems that were meant to protect them. But fortunately, at the same time, grassroots activism fueled collective hope for change. So now that we know what erodes hope, what kills hope, what feeds hope, what strengthens hope, well, in a very big way, it's kind of like the opposite to the things that we just mentioned. And the most important thing that fuels hope is relationships and community. A 2022 study in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology found that supportive relationships are amongst the strongest predictors of hope. And this is so true. I think when I think of times of hopelessness in my life, when I turned to safe people that I could trust and share with them what was going on in my life, they helped me have a balanced perspective. Their openness and acceptance infused me with hope, and it really buoyed me and helped me stay afloat. It also helped me stay anchored during some really difficult times. Consider the story of those stranded in the Australian wildfires in 2019. Communities rallied to help one another. They provided shelter and support and food. And in the midst of these difficult situations, in the midst of this devastation, these bonds became a source of collective hope. Another thing that builds hope is small wins. Breaking large, overwhelming goals into smaller, achievable steps can boost our sense of agency. For example, if you're going through a tough semester, focusing on completing one assignment at a time instead of worrying about the entire term can really help you. And that also means small wins can also mean living one day at a time, one moment at a time, not worrying about tomorrow, just getting through today. Positive role models play a huge part. Seeing others overcome adversity reminds us that hope is not just possible, but it's also achievable. Malala Yousafzai is a shining example. Her unwavering commitment to girls' education in the face of violence, such incredible violence, well, it inspired millions around the world. I also think one of the caveats to positive role models is that we oftentimes compare ourselves to role models and think that there's something special about them that is not true of us. And I think that's something that we should challenge, right? So we're seeing the highlights of their lives, and we hear the devastation of their lives, and we hear the difficult moments of their lives, and we think that we wouldn't react the same, or we're not as strong as our role models. And that is so not true. As positive and beautiful as our role models are, they're human, just like us, and they had opportunities to throw in the towel, just like we do. Another source of hope is spirituality and purpose. Whether through religion, philosophy, personal values, whatever your spiritual practice is, finding a sense of meaning can really sustain hope. Viktor Frankl wrote in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he wrote a profound statement to this. Despite enduring unimaginable suffering in concentration camps, Frankl maintained hope by focusing on his purpose. And lastly, neuroplasticity. Scientists like Andrew Huberman, I'm sure many of you listen to the Huberman podcast, Huberman Lab, well, he emphasizes that hope isn't just emotional, it's also biological. Practices like visualization, practicing gratitude, well, these things can literally rewire your brain to focus on possibility rather than despair. So here's an actionable tip. Each evening, write down three things that you're looking forward to in the next day. This practice trains your brain to anticipate positive outcomes and builds the mental pathways that sustain hope. Now, I also want to be realistic about this, and having chatted with a few people, some people, when they think about the next day, struggle to write one thing that they're looking forward to. When you're depressed, when you're struggling, when you're going through crisis, this can be a difficult practice. But even if you write down something as simple as the feeling of having clean teeth once I've brushed my teeth, it might seem small, it might seem insignificant, but find something positive to write down that you can look forward to. Well, let's continue and dive into the fascinating science behind hope. Hope activates the dopaminergic system in the brain. This system releases dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that drives motivation and reward. When we engage in hopeful thinking, we're essentially telling our brain, keep going. Good things are possible. Researchers at Harvard Medical School discovered that hopeful individuals tended to have lower levels of inflammation and stronger immune systems. This could help explain why hopeful patients often recover faster from illness. In another 2021 study published in Psychological Science, researchers found that hope improved problem-solving skills. Hopeful people see setbacks as temporary and believe that they actually can adapt. And this mindset makes them more likely to persevere. So what do we do when we feel hopeless? Because let's face it, life is hard and life is going to throw us curveballs. And we will, most sane people, do feel hopeless at some time or another. And it's oftentimes really circumstantial. When we face moments when hope feels out of reach, here are some strategies to help you rebuild it. One, reach out for support. When you're struggling, connection is crucial. It is the opposite of isolation. Talk to a friend, a family member, talk to a therapist. Find someone safe to talk to. You can even talk to yourself or talk to your dog, but preferably talk to another human being. Remember last podcast, I think we mentioned Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast. Well, she took a step back from competition to focus on her mental health, and she engaged her support system. And in doing so, she regained her sense of agency and hope. Secondly, focus on small, controllable actions. Take small steps forward that can help you reignite your hope. For example, if you're unemployed, update your resume. Reach out to one contact a day. And this reminds you that progress is possible. Practice gratitude. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have. According to UC Berkeley researchers, even brief gratitude exercises can reduce feelings of hopelessness, and then visualize success. Spend a few moments each day imagining a preferred future where your goals are achieved. Visualization activates the same brain regions as actual success, reinforcing your belief in possibility. And also find purpose. Whether it's in helping others, creating something meaningful, or pursuing a long-held dream, purpose can anchor hope during turbulent times. And I think in the times where I've felt hopeless, one of the things I've done is, and I do this with many of my clients, I think I do it a lot more than my clients do. I write my name on this big sheet of paper and I draw a circle around it. And then around my name, I write all the things that I've accomplished, all the things about myself I'm proud of, all the things I've done. I write down my skills. I write down my values. I write down names of people that are important to me. I write down places I visited. I write down everything that makes me feel good about myself and that reminds me of who I am. And for myself, this particular exercise is the most hope-filling, future-pointing exercise that I can do. Even though it focuses on the past, it reminds me of potential. And I find this increasingly valuable. If you are feeling hopeless, try this exercise. To wrap up, let me share a story that embodies the power of hope. During the 2023 Turkey-Syria earthquakes that were just last year, a 7-year-old girl was trapped under rubble for over 100 hours. When rescuers finally reached her, she said, "I knew you would come." That is hope, a belief in rescue, even in the face of unimaginable odds. Her story reminds us that hope isn't just an abstract concept. Hope is a force that sustains life. Hope will carry you through tough times. Hope is more than just an emotion. It's a skill we can nurture by setting clear goals, building strong relationships, and taking small steps forward. We can keep hope alive even during challenging times. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found this episode meaningful, please share it with someone who might need a little hope right now. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It really helps our community grow. And remember, no matter how dark it gets, hope is always within reach. Until next time, stay hopeful. And may you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.